Mark Twain once wrote, "The truth is a precious commodity, and you must use it sparingly." It's a funny quip, but these days perhaps too many of us have taken it to heart, in politics and out. We don't even talk about truth much anymore. Instead, as comic Stephen Colbert has it, we talk of truthiness, in which statements have only the appearance of truth. A recent article in The Economist magazine talks of a disturbing and perhaps lasting shift toward a post-truth politics, in which feelings readily overwhelm facts. Aided by new technology, a deluge of facts, and a public less trusting than it once was, some politicians are getting away with a new depth and pervasiveness of falsehood. Daniel Kahneman is a Nobel Prize-winning psychologist, and he identifies one possible cause as the human tendency to avoid or deny facts that would force our brains to work harder. This makes us more susceptible to conspiracy theories, and we create our own realities. Politicians have long played on these tendencies. 90 years ago, Adolf Hitler wrote that, in the big lie, there is always a certain force of credibility, because, in the primitive simplicity of their minds, the people more readily fall victim to the big lie than the small lie, since they themselves often tell small lies in little matters, but would be ashamed to resort to large-scale falsehoods. The notion of post-truth politics is further abetted by a pervasive loss of trust in public institutions generally and in political ones specifically. And with dramatic changes in the way the knowledge of the world reaches the public through the Internet, massive oceans of information make it difficult to tell the objective from the subjective. As a result, it's increasingly common for people to create self-reinforcing online communities that function simply as intellectual echo chambers. More and more people today get their news from the social media giant Facebook that rejects the very idea of being a media company, which would mean taking some responsibility for content. Instead, it hides behind a computer logarithm of what's trending. Meanwhile, as unsubstantiated opinions proliferate, mainstream media struggles to maintain traditional journalistic principles like fairness and balance without abandoning factual accuracy. But as a student, journalist, and teacher, I believe that the search for an objective, if imperfect, truth is a fundamental part of the kind of critical thinking that allows us to make responsible, moral decisions.